Perek Tesvav Mishnah Ches. Chatzar HaKever. There's a courtyard facing a graveyard. Now we're talking about where you have a field where people are buried, and then as an entrance to that field is a short little courtyard with a fence separating the area with the graves and this entry courtyard, which one walks through in order to get to the area of graves. So Ha'emid B'Seicha, someone who's standing inside the Chatzar Tahar, they're going to be Tahar, Ad She'yehebo Arba Amos, assuming that the chatzar is 4 amos large. The reason is that if it would be less than 4 amos, there's a gezerah of the chachamim that the mace is metami anyone who walks within 4 amos, in order that people who eat tahara, who eat kodshim and truma, should not come in the habit of getting near graves. So therefore, if it's a small area which is adjacent to the graveyard, we're afraid maybe the person will reach over. However, if it's a larger area, 4 amos, by 4 amos, then the chachamim were not goyzer tuma on the extra area, since there is a fence separating this courtyard and the area where the graves are. Kedivei Beis Shammai, this is the position of Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel Oimrim. Beis Hillel says, Abba Tfachim. He says that if it's at least 4 tfachim wide, which is a much smaller shear, then the person who stands in it will be tahar, but if it's less than 4 tfachim, it will be, the person will be tamei. Kaira she'aso goylel lekever. If a beam was used to be the covering over a grave. Bein shaymedes, bein mutaltida, whether they stand the beam upright or whether it's lying on the side, ein tamei ela shekenegad pesach, the only part of the beam that's tamei as a goylel, to get the tumah of a goylel, is the part which is physically situated on top of the corpse. However, if its part is extending past it, let's say it's a longer beam, then the part that's not over the corpse would not be metame. Asa reisha shel, if the head was made, goylel lekever, to be considered the goylel, meaning the person only intended to use the end of the beam as a goylel. Ein tame, ela adabar tvachim. Then, if you touch that beam, you're not going to be tame unless you touch the 4 tvachim closest to the actual grave, meaning height above the grave. But if it's 5 tefachim above the grave, that area would not be metame the person who touches it with tumas goylel. It was manshu asid logod, assuming the person plans to cut off that part. But if they do not intend to cut it off, then it would all be considered tame. Rabbi Yehuda says kula chibor. He says the whole thing's considered a chibor. So therefore, even if you intend to cut it off, the whole thing will be tamei until you cut it off. But once you cut it off, then it will be tahar. Mishnah Tes. Chavis shi meleya mashkin tahayim. If you have a barrel of earthenware, which is full of tahar mashkim, umu kefis tamid pasil, and it's surrounded and sealed, as we discussed, that a klicheres, which is mukefis tamid pasil, which is sealed on top, toma does not go into it. Vasaha goyla lekever. And this full barrel of cheres, which has mashkin tahirim in it, was made into a goylel, to a covering for a grave. Hanegeaba, someone who touches it, tamei tumah shiva, will be tamei for 7 days, even though the kli cheres does not mekabel tumah. But since it's a goylel, since it's a covering for a grave, there's a special pasuk that says, v'chol asher yiga apenei hasada, which is marbe a goylel and a doifek, parts of the grave, that they are mitame inherently, even though they're not metame as far as kelim are concerned, but they do get the tumah of a tombstone. Veha chavis, veha mashkim tahirim. However, the barrel itself, since it's not mekabel tumah inherently, or the mashkim that are in it, are going to be tar. So the one who's touching it will become tame because he's touched a covering of a kever. However, it itself, vis-a-vis tumas kelim, will remain tahar. Behema shesa gaila la kever. If an animal was made into a goylel, to a covering for a grave, for example, the animal was tied up and placed to cover over the grave, hanegeya ba tamei tumas shiva, someone who touches it will become tamei for 7 days, for the same concept that he's considered negeya begoylel, he's touching a goylel. Reb Meir says, kol sheyesh beruach chayim eina mitamei mishum goylel, anything that has life in it cannot get the status of goylel. And some mafarshim explain that his position is that since it's a live thing, it wasn't created by a human being, it doesn't get the status of a mechitza, and therefore it cannot inherently be considered a goylo because a goylo is considered a mechitza.